Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Wednesday, September the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Welcome to a new day. It is today again, and there's all kinds of goodness waiting for us, right here together and then out on the fields. So let's dive into consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled, The End is Coming. Could it be today? Our text is Matthew chapter 24. It's the 24th all day. You've already read the whole chapter. Are you going to? Remember, that's the journey. 89 chapters, 89 days, not just the little bit that I lift out for the wake-up call. Hear now the word of the Lord. Matthew 24, 36 to 39. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Could it be today? I wonder, when is the last time you had that thought? Could it be today? Could today be the day when Jesus returns to the earth and completes the sequence of last things? So my answers to the questions are, yes, it could be today, and I think about this matter at least every Sunday morning in church. It happens when we come to that part of the Apostles' Creed where we declare, from thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. This is the only thing that remains yet to happen on the calendar of the Son of God in the history of the world. Everything else is, as they say, fait accompli, history. Let me push it a step further. Do you really believe it will happen? Because I don't believe Jesus believes we believe it will actually happen. The return of Jesus Christ, the end of the world as we know it, and the coming in full of the glorious age to come. I don't believe Jesus believes that we believe it. Why? Do I say this? One word, Noah. When is the last time you thought about Noah and the flood and the ark? Me? It's been a while. So I read it again today. Stunning. It took only 5 chapters of biblical history, Genesis 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to get to this in chapter 6. the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that He had made human beings on the earth, and His heart was deeply troubled. Could it be today? I wish to say a few things very clearly today and emphatically. Number one, we now live in the age of the mercy of God. The door is open. Number two, judgment is coming. Number three, we will not be ready. And number four, we can be prepared. We have it on the testimony of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, the second person of the triune Godhead. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. How can we be prepared? There is only one way. Receive the gift of eternal salvation in Jesus Christ. Could it be today? I think you know the answer. I just want to pray. I mean, I know there are people listening today, watching, reading, who you've not stepped over that line and into faith, into the joy of the salvation of Jesus Christ. I mean, it will be. He tells us, He gives us a promise. As in the days of Noah, so it's going to be. He's telling us. He's saying, you're not going to be ready. You don't know when it's going to come. We're going to hear more of this tomorrow. He gives all sorts of stories, you know, like a thief in the night. You don't know when the thief's going to come. Like he tells us three parables we're going to hear tomorrow. He is just trying to get our attention to say, judgment is coming. This is just the nature of when God shows up. It's not, He's not mad. But when He shows up, you can't stand in His presence unless you're prepared. You won't be ready when He comes, but you can be prepared. And here's how you get prepared. If you're out there and you're not walking with God, let's pray with me here. Our Father in heaven, it's me, John David, and I want you to say your name. It's me. I want to know you. I want to be ready for your return. I want to be prepared. Even today, I confess that I am a sinner. I have failed myself, others, and you in many ways. I know you made me for a purpose, and I want to fulfill that purpose with my one life. I want to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus, thank you for the gift of your life and death and resurrection and ascension on my behalf. You paid a debt you did not owe, because I owed a debt I could not pay. I want to walk in relationship with you as Savior and Lord. Would you lead me into the fullness and newness of life that I was made for? Pure abundance, joy and peace, goodness and mercy. That's what I want, and that's who you are. I'm ready to follow you, Jesus, all I've got. So come, Holy Spirit, and fill me with the love, power, and purposes of God. Reconcile me with you. I pray these things by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the church said, Amen. I know that a number of you crossed over today. Let me know. Just reply to the email. Say, it was me. I'm hearing that from people. Guys, that's, and then, you know, this is what we're doing here. We're just learning how to walk with him. We're doing the stuff. It's such a joy to be doing it with you. Well, gosh, there's a lot to say. I got some journal prompts for you. You got your journal. Maybe you got one of our journals, the Gospels. If you don't, you don't have to have one. We got some. We'd love to send you one. It's in the email. But you can use any journal. You just need to be getting engaged. Here's the questions. Do you believe Jesus will return to the earth and bring his kingdom in final fullness? And just be honest. Just tell the truth and let the Lord love you, as we said yesterday. A lot of people doubt this, and they doubt it on the basis that it's been so long. Okay, we'll cover that a little bit tomorrow. But Peter told us, he said, listen, the Lord is not slow in coming. He's patient. He wants everyone to come to know God. And Peter then says, 1,000 days, 1,000 years, he says, are like a day in the Lord's time. And a day is like 1,000 years. So Peter's like, feels like it's been a long time. Actually, just a couple of days. Okay, so there's that one. Do you believe it? Now, the second question, do you believe it could be today? Real question. Are you prepared? Do you know people who aren't prepared? And here's where I just want you, just to, by faith, write down the names of those people in your journal and just start praying for them. Just lift their names to the Lord today. He's given you that assignment. If he brought the names to mind, he's actually given you the empowerment to just start saying their names back to him. And that incense will rise up before him, and it'll move his heart to begin preparing the way for the Lord in their lives. So just, some of you have given up on people. Come back. Just start saying their names before the Lord. So, got a super special treat for us today. On my way back from the New Room Conference, and I've still got to tell you the stories of that. And by the way, in the PS today, in the email, if you're watching this on YouTube and you're not getting the email, go up to the bio in the YouTube and get this email. We need to be talking every day in writing. You need to be writing me back. But it's seedbed.com/wakeupcall. That's how you sign up. But I was coming back from, New Room Conference. Guys, the only thing better than going to New Room Conference is anticipating the next one. And the doors were opening, the gates were signing up already. Coming back to Fraser September 23rd to 25th, 2026. We're going to be back at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Oh my gosh, y'all. It was amazing what God did there. And I want you to come next time. This is the cheapest, I shouldn't say cheapest, it's the least expensive ticket we have to offer. It's going to be on sale, actually last year's price, I think, through October 1st midnight. Come on, just go ahead and sign up. We got a generous refund policy if you need to get a refund, but sign up. Get your ticket today. The link's in the PS. Now, on my way back from New Room, I made a stop at the home of one of my best friends in life, Maxie Dunham. And we sang hymns together. And I brought my microphone, I turned on the recorder, and you're going to be blessed today. My son David was with me. And David, he's musically talented, but he had never played. He just decided he wanted to sit down at the piano right there next to us and accompany us. And we all made a mess of this hymn. A glorious mess. But we're going to sing it. It's called Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. That's how you get prepared. It's number 61 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. I'll just let it go from here with Maxie and I and David. All right, everybody. I have got a true dignitary in the house today. This is the great Maxie Dunham right here, and we're actually in his house. We're in Memphis, Tennessee. Say hey to the wake-up call.
Listen, I'm with you, wake-up call folks. I'm with you every morning, and it's great to share with you in this fashion. I mean, I don't know what we're going to share, but I'm glad we're going to share.
All right. Well, let me show you. We have an accompanist today. There is John David Walt III. Here in Memphis with our favorite people, and maybe Jerry will come in while we're going, but we're going to sing. What are we going to sing here?
Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, so you said.
Yes. We're going to sing. What's the page number?
It's page 61.
And what's the name of our hymnal?
Our Great Redeemer's Praise. And Jerry and I have two of these hymnals, J.D., mine is a black one that you're using, and hers is a red one, which I'm using. So,
well, we're going to sing number 61, as Maxie's called it, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. We're going to sing all three verses. You ready, David? All right, here we go.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning. Safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Verse 2. Oh, how
sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how light the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Verse.
What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms.
All you got.
Leaning, leaning. safe and secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Amen.
That's great.
Now, Maxie, are you even 80 years old yet?
What's that?
Are you even 80 years old yet?
80? That's young for people around me. I'm 91.
Wow. 91 and still leading the hymns. And today on the Wake Up Call, you know, I wouldn't be doing the Wake Up Call if it weren't for you.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm glad you're doing it because I think it's one of the great things that's happening. I really don't know. JD, I don't know another dynamic of that sort that has the community spirit about it, like Wake Up Call does. And they are a fellowship. And I just sense, I don't know this, I sense that they probably feel about it like I do. I really look forward, and Jerry and I, we look forward to being with them, knowing that they're as excited about it as we are.
That's a good word. I appreciate that, Maxie. And of course, you know, I feel like I'm right here with you. It's like we're together every day, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. We are together.
Well, I say in the kingdom of God, there is no distance.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. We're all together.
In the presence of the Lord.
It's amazing when you are traveling and you run into someone and they know who you are and they engage you in conversation. And more often than not, J.D., the wake-up call comes up, really.
Well, thank you for joining us today, everybody. We're going to go out, just like we sang, leaning on the everlasting arms. You gather up your seeds. I got mine. Maxie's got his. We've got sowing to do today. And I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm Maxie Dunham.
Bye for now.